They are appreciating in countries also. Otherwise, why these European, American boys would join? They are not fools and desperate. They understand that here is a genuine movement.
Then, Bhagavan, let us take leave. I would like to prostrate at your feet if you permit me.
Yes. Great.
And bless us to have the.
Please come here, take care of this.
We belong to 100 miles from this place.
Oh, 100 miles?
We come.
Here to Allahabad, I was coming from Bombay on the train, and I was riding some people, respectable people. They saw this button, and they said, "Oh, you are the disciple of Prabhupada?" I said, "Yes." And they were very appreciative of your work. And then I had one Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, the story of Gajendra. And one man, he wanted to see the book, and he started reading it, and he kept the book throughout the whole journey, and he read the whole book. And he loved it. He said, "Your guru has written very nicely, very simply, very directly, and everything is there." He wouldn't give me back the book until he finished it.
So our books have been appreciated all over the world.
Yes. And this is a man, he's an Indian, he's a Hindu, so he knows Vedic culture, but still he liked your books very much. He said, "I've never read something
our
like this."
Our presentation is simplified.
Yes.
That is the beauty.
Yes. That's what he appreciated.
Yes. Do not make the things cumbersome.
So that no one understands.
Background is not good. One student asked teacher, "What is the meaning of background?" He said, "Sadhguru." And a background is already a difficult word. And he presented another difficult word.
They don't actually know anything, so they have to speak with so much.
All that's good. They're like all the ones. Like Guru Maharaj used to say, "Bokalo, Bokalo." So I was thinking, why is even Rabindranath too? He said, "Bokalo." So I was thinking, everyone is Boka. Now I can understand that everyone is Boka. Mura. So, enthusiastically do everything. You are the beginner of this movement, one of the pioneers. So you should be more vigorous. You should not lag behind anyone. You voluntarily join, you will first join in the Tompkins Square. So keep that spirit. What is the situation in Africa? About this Asia and Africa and things?
Well, it's the same. I mean, everything is going. The government creates more difficulties, but still everything is going on. I mean, no one is. Some are leaving, but of course many are staying.
Is it necessary to leave?
Well, the small men are leaving, but the big men, they're not leaving. Things are still going on.
Last year the government said within 5 years every Asian would be out of Kenya.
The government says like that.
I don't know if the government has said it, but people talk like that just to create some atmosphere of uncertainty. These unstable governments, they like to create this kind of atmosphere.
There are many Indians.
Oh, yes.
Practically Indian.
Yeah, everything. Tamal, when he came there, he said that Mombasa was like Bombay,
yes,
and Nairobi was like Delhi.
Yes. And they are living nicely. Why is this government disturbed?
Well, that is their policy.
They cannot manage nicely. No. The Africans are not so qualified.
No.
Yes, they're managing business, everything.
Now, Amin, in Uganda, he's now inviting so many Indians to come. as teachers, doctors, because he's getting them from India now.
He just kicked them all out.
Now he's getting them back again.
Such a lesson.
Yeah.
They are thrown away from the established condition, and now
he wants them back.
In one sense, it is right that these rascals may not imitate him.
Yeah, that's one thing. Like Kenya, they're more sensible. They see what happened in Uganda. Uganda's economy is very bad.
Yes.
So they will not do the same thing.
They must be intelligent persons. Otherwise, how can the British have... They took out these Indians to organize. In other words, they conquered where the Indians organized.
They were all the administrators.
Yeah. After all, Krishna is there. He look after. So far we are concerned, there is no disturbance.
Oh, no.
Yes. No. Then develop. We are getting good place without any monetary difficulty.
Then Mombasa, the leader of the community there, he has pledged to collect all the money for buying this big house. And the house is very nicely situated, right in the Asian area. And he's a big contractor also. They will do all the alterations. So this is another good opportunity.
If I go, they will have objection.
No, I don't think so. You mean the immigration? I don't know.
Before that
there was. Naviyoginda Maharaj, he has now gotten his, he got a work permit.
Oh.
He got for 1 year.
So didn't tell him.
Yes.
You're doing nice?
Yes. So the only difficulty there is that we cannot make devotees from the local population. So
either Indian or African.
Yes, either one. So unless we get men from overseas, then for us to expand is be very difficult. Just like for this Mombasa. We get this big house, unless we have men to maintain it, then why should we take it?
But overseas we have got enough.
Well, we only have 12 devotees there, 2 temples, it's very less.
Cannot export America.
Yes, we have to. We have to.
It is your missionary activity, America.
So far, for the Africans, we're giving them prasadam and kirtan. But anything more than that, we cannot expect. Yeah, if we give them that, they're satisfied.
They're hearing kirtan.
Oh, yes.
Then it is one day they come. That will cure them.
On the street, almost any African you say Hare Krishna, he'll say Hare Krishna.
Vidyananda Maharaj is becoming interested also in Africa because it's very close to Brazil.
Hmm.
Oh. He will also be able to send men as a demonstration of his interest.
Some other man is not business.
I think we'll discuss this at the Mayapur meeting.
We have so many DVCs we can discuss now.
But the ones who are going to send them in are here.
How many DVCs do you have?
Guru Krishna, 4.
And Bhagamuni, 5.
Oh, what happened in Puri?
Where's Bhagamuni? Is he next?
You also went. Outside.
Yeah, but he did the he and Tejas did most of the talking in the local language. But we
the owners are in Calcutta and finally traced out.
Well, we found out that the government has now taken an interest in buying this property, all the properties on the beach. The government is looking for different excuses. Maybe someone violates his lease or he doesn't keep the property according to the lease. Somehow or other, the government wants to develop the land for hotels. So our idea is that there's 2 properties which are good for us. One of them the government is already committed to buying, and the other one, the government is interested in buying but has not yet purchased. So for the first one, we can approach the government officials directly. Yes. And their main interest is foreign exchange from the tourists. So if we offer them U.S. dollars to purchase the property, they may think, why should we waste our time developing when they will give us lakhs in U.S. dollars and let them develop?
Yeah.
So they may sell it to us on that basis.
Talking about in Puri, that there's a class of men who are preaching that because of Chaitanya's movement, Islam was spreading. Because the king became somewhat weakened, they have said. So I met one such man there, also at the Puri Hotel. He said, what is this Hare Krishna? By this Chaitanya cult, the Islam has spread. He was saying. So I told him what you said, that we do not get any information historically. In fact, it was the reverse, that this Hussein, the Nawab Hussein Shah, he became a great follower. He said, no, that is not written anywhere. I said, no, it is in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. He did not accept Chaitanya Chaitamrita as historic fact. He was a crazy man. He was crazy also.
He was a blessing.
Talking about those men who came to support you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Then he was saying, our Vivekananda, he never did this Hare Krishna. He said, he's never done this. I said, well, actually...
What benefit you have got from Vivekananda?
Yes.
You did not ask.
I told him that actually, that Prabhupada, he has done more work than Vivekananda in helping to spread India's Dharma all over the world. I had to be very careful because there were many other people sitting around, including the manager, and I didn't want to start a fight. So I said, actually, Prabhupada has done greater work. He said, what have you said? You have said that your guru is greater than Vivekananda? I said, he has done more work. And he started, no, you cannot say that. Then two other men who were sitting there stood up and said, no. He has done more work. He said, I was at the Olympic Games and I heard the whole thing was chanting in Montreal. Last year I was at the Olympic Games and I saw them all chanting Hare Krishna. He has done more work. Two men, they came. So I just sat there and let those two men argue. Yes, he was a very nice man. He was glorifying you. Said, I have read their magazine.
We were selling books and having kirtan at the Montreal Olympics.
Yes.
Yes.
So he was seeing that.
So he saw that personally. He said it was a great thing.
At that time, I'm so good.
No, this is just this last year.
No.
Oh, last year.
Just yes. 1976. In the...
last summer. No.
In the summer, end of summer. From our temple in Toronto and in Montreal, they combined to cover, because there were hundreds of thousands of people, so it was a good opportunity to sell books. So,
no, he went to that Habitat conference. That was a different thing.
So this man, he saw he was outnumbered, so he said, alright, let us not talk.
Bogus.
Yeah. He's Chatterjee, he's Calcutta. Demon. I think Chatterjee is Brahmin name, but he is talking like demon.
Ravan was also Chatterjee. He was the son of Kosha Brahmin. Bankim Babu wrote one book. The book, name of the book was Chatterjee and Banerjee. So they have been distributed prasadam.
Prasadam is there. I see it.
Yeah. somebody is talking.
There's so many, so much noise.
There are many foreigners we saw in Puri. One busload came. Busload of foreigners.
Puri, many foreigners. It is a tourist city.
Yes.
Everyone is taking
They have a respect for each other.
Yes.
So you are distributing prasadam?
Yes, twice a day, at noon and at evening. We built a special pavilion on the side of the temple. See, we were making the mistake all along of trying to mix the Africans and the Asians together. That was a bad policy. Now we have separate. The Asians are on one side and the Africans are on the other side. And both are happy.
Yes.
Before they are both unhappy. Now they're both happy.
Indians do not like.
No, Indians don't like to mix, and Africans also, they like to be with their own. And we have it, the instruments we use, they make their own instruments out of different materials. So they have these pieces of metal and wooden blocks, and they love it because they can make as much noise. And actually, the Asians like it very much when they see the Africans doing that. So both are very happy.
All right. Jai Sri Prabhupada.
They're calling Brahman. We're feeling so many Vaishnavas there. I like my girlfriend.
Jai Brahman.
One day we shall stay, and if it is very nice, we can stay 1 or 2 days.
Hmm.
But as Bhagavan in disguise, it is very nice.
Yeah. The room is a little, it's smaller than this room.
That doesn't matter.
Maybe the same size. I think it's the same size. And there's bathroom and porch.
Then?
It's nice, it's peaceful and quiet. Hmm.
No trucks going. Prabhupada was complaining.
No, there's no. You're off the main road, very much so. Then you go at least 2 miles off the highway. Mm. Then you make another right turn, and you go through a village, and then you come to a big opening, and the temple is there with bathing ghat. Mm. There's also 2 wells. You can get very good water, and the cottage is just on the other side.
Very nice
place. Of the mandir. Yeah, it's very nice. Very peaceful.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, then Nityananda Prabhu is there, Madhavananda Prabhu is there.
Yes.
Very important.
On our way down here, we also stayed overnight. On my way down here.
Hey.
Yes.
So, what did you pay?
I gave them donation of 21 rupees for the night. I gave for the...